Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people. Happy Mother's Day. Whether you're a mom or not, you had one. And it's the day to celebrate everything they gave us and did for us and made us. And so I'm making a tea toast right now to my own mommy. It's so funny. Every time I think of her, talk to her, the tears come in a good way, because she was just... She was a force to be reckoned with and a force of love in this world. And I hope I'm even remotely touching the ground that she walked on as a mother myself. So I want you to know we're full booked up for Creation Station. I'm going to open up two more in-person spots, of course, virtually. We can take as many of you that would like to be with us, and just know that you get to participate and ask questions just like the people in the room. So think about it. We are booked in person, and I'm going to open up two more spots. Okay, so I found this great thing on the news feed, and I wanted to share it with you. It's by this author named Stephanie Harrison. And she teaches what she calls the new happy. She has a book out, New Happy, Getting Happiness Right in a World That's Got It Wrong. And there's 10 phrases, she says, she tries to use every day. And I want to read them to you. How are you feeling, really? Even in our closest relationships, we often hold back on sharing how we truly feel. But asking that question lets people know that you really care about them and what they're going through, even on a daily basis. Number two, will you tell me more? A lot of times, people will not share everything with us unless we express the interest of wanting to know. Number three, I'm grateful for you. How wonderful to hear that from, I have friends that express that a lot to me, and it touches my heart every time. Number four, you're great. You know, she says we wildly underestimate the effects of a simple compliment. For sure we do. So where can you send love out? Where can you send love out? Number five, I forgive you. Oftentimes we, of course, tend to judge others' mistakes far more harshly than our own, especially spouses and kids. Number six, keep going. Everybody needs that cheerleading, guys. Everybody. Especially Well, no, they're correcting me, not especially everybody. The successful and the not so successful all need that love of encouragement. Number seven, what do you need? Do you know that, and this surprised me, I don't know why, because we know that our brains are locked in by the age of eight. But she talks in the book about by the age of seven, children start to exhibit a fear of asking for help. Gee, I wonder who they learned that from, huh? Who we learned that from. Number eight, it's okay if this feels hard. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be in reaction. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. And don't stop. You've got this. Number nine, you matter to me. So I'm saying to all of you out there, you matter to me a lot. And number 10, of course, I love you. But what I really loved about this article is at the bottom, under one last tip, she says, you can use these same sentences with yourself too. Just as they strengthen your relationships with others, they can also strengthen your relationship with yourself. So, mother yourself today. How many lovely, encouraging, loving, warm things can you give yourself today? How can you acknowledge you? Be the mother of you today. Oh, I just love that. It's also a sign to me that what we're doing is just expanding out and out and out and out into a bigger universe, right? All right. We be going to the calls. I want to hear the good and I want to hear the challenges, okay? Our whole purpose here is to move our lives forward. Learn to do this work and apply it minute to minute, day to day, month to month, year to year. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
I'm grateful for you, Dee.
Thank you. Right back at you, baby.
Hee hee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And my question is, what do I do when I'm getting yes for both ends of the stick? For example, I do not have power over my own destiny.
What do you mean, both ends of the stick?
For example, like, I'm getting a yes for I do not have power over my own destiny, and I'm getting yes for I do have power over my own destiny.
Okay. Okay, good question. So if you were using a pendulum,
yes,
that would
I am.
Take, okay, then do have you established what your maybe is?
Yes.
Okay, it should go to your maybe on that, which means in some ways you are, and in some ways you still have challenges. So there's one core belief that they're saying if you get this into alignment, it's pretty much a yes all the way. This page here, one, two. Yeah. Still encourage yourself to know that I am the powerful God of me right now in this moment.
Yeah.
What do I want to create? Yeah, what?
Yeah. Right before I got on here with you, I was working on something and it came up, I never want to be God.
Yeah.
And so I was working on that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we either are or we're not. But
right.
If we're stuck in the middle of our expansion into knowing and embracing that all the way, we'll go in and out of it. And that's what your pendulum is telling you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I
know.
But...
So your testing is right on. And go ahead.
Well, sorry. I was going to say, why when I did it last night, it says yes for both the power of my own destiny, yes and no. Like it was saying yes for both things. But then when you say it, it's supposed to be a maybe. And now when I just did it, it was a maybe.
Well, you just, look, guys, a lot of you are, how long have you been working with the pendulum, Lisa?
Over a year, and I feel like I'm the best at it now that I have ever been.
And that's true. And I can tell you, I had been working with a pendulum for about 10 years, and at that time, my testing turned around and went the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
There are plateaus that you reach where you expand into a higher understanding. And see, let me give you an example. Today, I can absolutely be present and spend time with my family and absolutely know that I am the powerful God of me creating my life. Yesterday, a good friend of mine passed unexpectedly out of the blue. Kind of slipped a little bit there for a few hours. Went into reaction. Oh my God, what if this happens to me? You just never know. Blah, 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 blah down the rabbit hole until I went, wait a minute. I'm the powerful God of me. What do I want? So it's understandable being on the physical plane that we get challenged and go in and out of that. Do you understand?
Right, yeah.
While we are directing and holding, that we always know that I am the God of me right now, and I am creating my life right now. Okay?
Okie doke. Thank you.
Okay. You got your answer, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's go to Jennifer in Houston. You're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, baby cakes.
Thank you for being there. I guess I'm just feeling, I've been feeling wobbly for the past week. I think I've been working way too hard.
Where did that belief come from, that I, when I work hard, I have to go out of balance? I absolutely identify with that one also. So, came from your mom very early in your life, around 3, shocker, huh? So, did you watch your mom work herself into the ground like I did?
She has an extreme amount of tenacity, which is very intentional, but not that healthy.
Yeah. Well, so when you're a little girl, you can't reason all that out. So you said, oh, mom works really hard, and she gets sick. You put them together, guys, in a belief. It's as simple and as simple to change as that. So ask yourself, do I need more balance in my life? If it's yes, start creating it. If what you need is to tweak how you are looking at all of this and perceiving it, that you're really not overworked and you choose to focus on the fact that you are, then that's a different thing to redirect. So what do you think it is? Are you overworked? Jennifer?
I think
yes or
I
no?
Am, oh,
yeah,
yes.
You are.
Yes.
Okay. So start looking at where you can create more balance in your life. Where can I give myself a break? Where can I take breaks? Where, when I finish a project, can I take a day off? Can I take a hot bubble bath? Start looking at where you can create your own balance. Because the world, my guys that I love, ain't going to do it for you. The world will go, oh, she can do it. Let's go there. Oh, let's ask her. Oh, let's involve her. And that's a good thing because then you get what you want and you have to love yourself enough to create the balance with it. Okay?
Okay. So all today, right. Do I have to work or I should just give up today, do something else?
Well, I wouldn't look at it as giving up. What choice do you want to make for yourself today? Go to your heart. Get out of your freaking monkey minds, guys. Go to your heart. What does your heart tell you you need if you love yourself?
Got it. Thanks very
much. Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
You too, okay. Baby. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
And I am so grateful for you and your show and in my life. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. What can I answer
for
you?
You're so welcome. So yesterday, it was just so beautiful. I looked out my window, and, you know, there's the butterflies aren't like they used to be. You know, they're more extinct. And there was this little baby butterfly, like, right at the window. And I was just like with this beautiful butterfly.
Yep.
And what happened is I felt like it was my son from a past life. And I can't remember if it was days before or whatever, or that day, whether I just felt like, wow, I really maybe need to connect with him.
Yep.
And I just don't know how to go about doing that. So I just...
Oh, sure you do.
Okay, so tell me, yes.
Sure you do. You already did. You connected
yes.
with the butterfly. You knew it was him. I get a yes on that, big time.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah, and you can do that. You can do that any time, guys. I'm connecting
okay.
with your energy right now. I'm not with you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. There are no boundaries with energy. Everything is energy. You want to connect with a certain energy, connect. I think I shared with you guys that I was talking to my older brother, and the red cardinal was always his sign. And we shared that a lot. At Christmas, I would always getting something with a red cardinal. And so I said, Denny Bell, I'm missing you. I really want you to connect with me. Come see me. Swear to God, this last week, a red cardinal that's not really very populous, you know, out here in California.
Mm-hmm.
I think I used the correct word there. Anyway, a red cardinal has visited our bird feeder right outside our living room window two or three times.
Oh, whoa.
And
wow.
I talk to Denny whenever I want to. I connect my heart with his, and I talk to him. So,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't make it so hard, guys. The world is talking to you and responding to you all the time. You just have to be open and accept it and acknowledge it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. How cool that kid visited you, that soul visited you through a butterfly. I love that. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Happy Mother's Day, Dee.
Why, thank you, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted your feedback/input on the thyroid stuff. I have been kicking ass on making the phone calls and going to the appointments and making stuff happen, and that feels really good. The doctor that I saw, she did not order for me the T3 and T4, so that was a little bit...
Well, requested.
I don't know.
Iris, who's in charge of your health?
Well,
no,
I am, and I told her that I wanted
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. You told her you wanted it, and she didn't do it?
She's like, well, we'll get you the TSH and see what that says first, and then that will dictate whether or not we do the follow-up test. And I was on the low end of within the normal range of that TSH.
Yeah, see, that's what they all say.
Right.
If you're on the low end, it's not enough. I'm not a doctor. I'm passing on to you what my specialist told me about thyroid. Okay? So, and the channel is saying, so is she going to do it now?
She's referring me to an endocrinologist.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay, great.
That's
what I thought. I
went to
I
a
said,
big yes on that.
Acceptable.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a great.
I was like.
Yep. You're on the right path. Everything's opening up as it should be. Iris, you just keep saying, I'm the powerful God of me. I'm creating the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding coming in about this and everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Direct what you want. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I was hoping to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can I ask something for my sister real quick?
Real quick.
Okay. She's overwhelmed with work stuff and a new guy, and what is the highest thing she needs to bring into alignment right now?
Get out of overwhelm. Guys, I just had this discussion with my daughter who used that word. I said, look, we go into overwhelm when we forget that we have the control. That's what overwhelm is about. Oh, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. What am I going to do? I've got all this stuff. Well, who's going to handle it if you don't? You see? You tell her, sit down and make a list of everything that she needs to handle. And one by one, check them off. Guarantee you,
or delegate
if she does
it,
that,
take it off her list.
Yes. Well, delegating is marking it off her list. You bet. That's
right.
Why I have Lauren. I don't choose to do everything technical that it takes to run this business of being with you guys and healing. Not my bag, but I know I've got to have somebody do it. Otherwise, I would be totally overwhelmed. Now, I just booked two more movies. I have Creation Station coming up. And I heard me in my thoughts use that word yesterday. Then I said, Deanna, nobody took these jobs on but you. Nobody had these ideas to carry out but you. So if you're feeling that way, don't take anything else on until July. So I'm not going to.
Nice.
Do you understand? But
yes, ma'am.
Again, I am the powerful God of me that decides this. That's what the show's about today, by the way, in case you were wondering and didn't pick it up already. All right, Iris, tell her that.
Thank you, Dee. Love you.
I love you too, baby. Okay, Michelle in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I am also grateful for you and the work that you do.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I wanted to give a follow-on story from the politics webinar. So this past week, I was away with work, and the hotel we were in was a small block away, full venue that for yesterday's rally. I literally looked out my window at where the rally was going to be. And so
you're talking about Trump's rally?
Yes.
Okay.
So I took that as I walked down to the rally venue, and I offered love to everyone that was going to be at the rally and everyone they're connected with. And even though I don't necessarily agree with what they say or do, I knew I could offer them the love of the creator for creation. And I was
love
able
it.
To fill that space and hold that and wander around the venue, and I didn't get triggered at all.
That's
and I'm,
awesome, Michelle.
And I'm pretty confident that before the webinar that may not have been the case. I just wanted to give that as an example of how powerful this work is.
Well, that good for you, baby. Good for you. Think of what a different world we would be living in if everybody could be the powerful God of themselves and make that choice every day. Hi, neighbor. I don't believe in the things you believe in particularly, and you're a child of God. I've got love for you. I'm going to make these decisions for me, and I'm going to bless you in the decisions you make for you. What a different world, huh?
Yeah, and my God, is the word what they told me was that if we want love to win, then we have to love everyone.
That bingo. And you know what the channel says, whatever you want, love it more. We want peace, harmony, understanding, clarity, and love for our country. If we do not live it, then we stop it. So I'm so pleased that I thought that was an incredibly powerful webinar. And the clarity that we got, that you had the courage to carry through in doing that, is what it's all about, baby. So thank you for that acknowledgement.
It was awesome.
Only imagine. And didn't you end up loving yourself a lot more?
Oh, I've been floating in the love the whole since then. Like it's been just, that's all there is. I'm not feeling anything else but that.
Yeah, hallelujah and whoopee. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing
You're welcome.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Gina, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, baby.
No, this is good. I haven't been on the call for a couple of weeks, so it's really good to be here today. And I think some of the stuff is kind of opening up, but one of the things that I was feeling at the beginning of the call is we're just resigned about stuff that's going on in my life. Health is one of them. Getting my space organized, which feels like I've been doing that for a decade. And then being underemployed.
That's the game that you keep yourself in,
I know,
Gina.
I want to be done with this game.
Well, stop playing it then. Don't buy one more thing until you get two rooms cleaned out. Nobody else is going to do it but you, baby.
Yeah.
And yet you don't do it, and then you sit there and wallow in the, oh, my God, I'm so overwhelmed with all this stuff in my life. So
yes.
Let me point something out to everybody. If you don't honor and respect yourself enough to keep your space clean, how do you expect money to want to be with you more? Because money, like any significant other, can already see that you're disrespecting space. So it says, well, if she disrespects her space, she's going to disrespect me too. Because if she disrespects her space, she's disrespecting herself. Health is the same way. Guys, it's so easy. Everything you want, look at it as your significant other. Would your significant other want to be with you? Can you create the relationship you want by not respecting and dishonoring it and yourself by continuing to stay in this game that you keep saying, I don't know, I just can't get on top of this. Well, yeah, well, it's good. You're laughing about it.
No, this is so good. It's so good.
We all do it, Gina, but that's what the channel says. Sit down, write out what you want. If you're not getting it, get out of the way and create it. Because there's nobody in your way but you.
It's so true.
I know. You don't
okay,
think
this is
I
really good.
Teach this
okay.
without practicing it.
Okay, this is really good. I did make some movement yesterday, but I don't know. There's something else more important, you know? Okay, so
what you just said
yes.
is there's always something more important than me.
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's like there's a class I'm taking, and I'm supposed to be listening to this, or, you know, I need to get my certification done. And there's all these other things. So then I go, you know, I'm just darting around in different projects.
Yes. You're darting around in different projects.
Yes.
So that you can stay in the I never can get everything done
game. Done. God.
So this hour I'm working on this. This hour I'm working on that. This hour I'm going to go watch Law and Order and take a break.
I know that's what you're doing.
I do. And I give
I
my
love it.
I give myself a break every yesterday.
I do too. I actually do too, yeah.
I wrote e-blasts. I wrote dailies. Then I had to take a break and learn lines for this project I'm doing on Wednesday. And then I came back, cleared emails, and then I helped my daughter interview new nannies. And, you know,
wow,
it's a varied day, and I got it all in. And Gabrielle said, oh, Mom, you know, could you I said, you know, Gab, I can't because I really have to get these lines down. And there's another script I need to read. So I can't do that right now because I have to take care of me. Did I want to go with her? Yeah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I knew it wasn't the best for me. Okay?
Okay, I have one more question. This is very good. It's going to get me off my ass today and hopefully
all
this
right.
week. One more question. I have, like, this pain in my heel. And
well,
I've been told it was plantar fasciitis. I've been told it's nerves. I've been told, you know.
Okay, I can give you energetically what's going on because
yeah, please.
They screamed at me, go to a core belief. This
okay.
page here.
My right heel.
Yeah, I'm scared to death to be here. walk into your power. Get out of this overwhelm and walk into your power.
Okay.
That's what it's about, energetically.
That makes sense. It fits.
You think? Okay. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light around. That one for all of us around overwhelm. Goodbye. I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Janice in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about your friend, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I have, last weekend I developed, some people say tinnitus, some people say tinnitus. Anyway, it was this swishing in synchronized with my heartbeat. And it was very hard to fall asleep because it was like just swishing in my head. And so I did my breathing. I focused on my health, that I am healthy. And by the time I went to the doctor, which was like a day later, my symptoms had lessened quite a lot. So that at now, like I really don't hear it. Before it was like daytime, nighttime, everything. So now I don't hear it today. I hear it a little bit at night. And I just wondered is what the energetic basis of this was. And it's like, you know, some people say, you know, we're getting ascension symptoms. I don't know if that's
the trigger. Oh, bullshit. Don't buy into all that. Dear God. That's like watching a commercial. I got to tell you guys, this pisses me off when spiritual people go out and teach that you have to get sick to ascend.
Yeah.
I mean, does that make any sense to you that the lighter you get, the more you live in love, the more joyful you are, you got to get sick?
No.
No, please don't buy it. See, back again, the channel saying, are they the God of you or are you the God of you? Because it's as you believe it's delivered to you, not what somebody else says, including yours truly.
Okay.
Whatever I say to you guys, you go to your heart and go, okay. What do I believe? What's my highest truth? As soon as you started talking about tinnitus, they said it's going away. It's no big thing. So I want to give you that piece of information. And energetically, this page, well, sorry, but this is what it is. You don't want to fully hear the truth that you are already the God of you. You're hearing things happen when you ascend. You're not hearing your truth that you know that you are the powerful God of you. And ascension or not, you're creating beautiful health and you're hearing you direct yourself as the powerful God of you who is health. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm going to sit with that power.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing that. I know my Baptist preacher came out with you, Janice, but it just, I mean, we've got enough BS to deal with in this life. We don't need people who are spiritual and teaching the power of spirituality, which is also brain science, to give us fearful, limiting beliefs. We've had enough of those.
Yeah. Even still, I mean, I don't think I ever really was very fearful about it. I was like, I mean, I really,
but
from the
beginning. But you stated a belief. Janice.
Yeah.
Whether you know it consciously or subconsciously, you stated a belief. Somebody got your attention.
Yeah.
Somebody that you respect, and they gave you a fearful belief, a limiting belief. Oh, well, if you're going to get to God, you have to be crucified. It's the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not true, guys, unless, of course, you believe it is.
Yeah.
Because that is the highest thing. As you believe, that is the life you create. So thank your ear and your eardrum for bringing this to your attention. You don't need it. You don't want it anymore. It can go away now. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Can I
just
say mention one little thing?
That
has nothing to do with. Okay. So I know you had said, like, this was the last year you were going to do Creation Station at your home. And I just had the idea that maybe perhaps that you might do something on the East Coast. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the Omega Institute.
I have.
But you might. Okay. Anyway,
hey, I love to teach anywhere. If anybody wants to create a venue where I can come in and teach and they'll bring me in, I'm there. Okay? Yeah, I used to teach a lot on the East Coast. Jean-Marie, you're on.
Hi, happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers in Mother Earth.
Ah, thank you. Beautiful.
Thanks. Everyone on the call has been really right on. Thank you for their help. I'm calling because I've been working on the directing and focusing on what you want to create. And one of the things I'm noticing, and I wanted to ask the channel, was when I get these inner impulses, they're like a strong, like a calling, like the calling to come to Creation Station. I'll get a call to do something else. And right now I had a calling. I have a calling to go and see a piece of land up in Maine on the coast. And I'm wondering if that's monkey mind or if that's true calling. And the other thing was, I wanted to tell you about, I had a positive. I directed about the car, and I found one, and I bought it. And it really, it only had 26,000 miles on it. That was like a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Let me answer your other question. You are absolutely hearing callings from your heart, and then you go to your monkey mind and question them, is what's happening.
Because I'm hearing from my heart that I should go up there and buy that.
Okay, and why does your mind come in and say, oh, maybe not?
Well, this is the fear part that I'm trying to work through, is the part about spending money. And, I mean, I really had to, like, redirect.
Look,
you know what you said about the handling it and the overwhelm? I mean, in order to buy the car, I ended up financing it. And that, like, freaked me out because I've never done that before. I kept saying, you know what, it'll work out. It'll all work out. You know how we're sending love to it all working out? And
okay,
I just,
hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page.
I have a lot of fear around that.
Yeah, see, boy, this show, they're taking me claim I am that I am. God had to say I am God for God to be God. However you define yourself, and you defined yourself right before I started talking as I'm the God of Jean-Marie who lives in fear. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I am
the
God.
I always say I am that I am. And when I say I am that I am, I feel joyful. And then I feel like a clown.
Well, and that's the game you're playing with yourself. That's the game right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm God. Oh, I'm a sham. I'm God. I know what I want, and I'm a sham. Maybe I don't. That's a no-win game, Jean-Marie. Right. Now, the channel is saying there is something to be said for also honoring the financial place that you are right now while you are knowing that you are already there. So is it a good financial move for you to buy that land? Go to your heart. What does it say? What does your heart say?
Later? Actually, I don't think so. I felt like I could do it.
Didn't ask you that. That's a comment from your mind. Go to your heart. Is it right now best in your financial interest to buy this land that you know you want? Okay. When I test it, the channel is saying you absolutely got the highest information. You want the land. There will always be land available. And your highest good for yourself right now is keeping your financial life in order so that you can experience the abundance that you are.
I get that, and here's the thing: if I spend the amount of land, money they want is small. It's $25,000. If I take that out of the savings account, I'm still left with $75,000. Question is that enough?
Enough for what, honey? Is that enough? If you live five more days, you bet. So you see, just is that enough? Is about your fear that it's not going to be. So is that enough for the rest of your life? No.
And that's really what the fear is right there. Is it going to be, am I screwing myself over if I buy that? I heard to buy the land, it was an investment, and, you could turn around and sell it and make the money to live the rest of your life.
Okay. Then you already have your answer, don't you? And then we go to our minds. And
then
we,
I go to fear, yeah, and doubt.
Well,
and,
but your heart doesn't know fear.
That's true. My heart has always been not fearful.
Exactly. That's why I'm training all of you. You want
you
the highest answer. Go to your heart.
Yes, and
you
thank
have
you.
Your answer. You bet.
You are great job teaching all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a great lesson for everybody because we all do it, guys. We all do it. All right, I'm over. So we're going to say it loud and proud together. I love me. Come on, own it. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.